Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Vibrant Body and Abundant Life, an empowering series that is bringing some of the world's cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit leaders, coaches, healers that are coming together to share with you their wisdom and their tools so that you can heal your body and create that abundant life of ultimate freedom that you are really here to live. So I'm Tanya Penny, occupational therapist, vibrant body, and abundant life coach. And I'm here because I am dedicated to supporting you to heal mentally, physically, emotionally, healing your body, healing past trauma, as well as fully living your passions and purpose with abundance and freedom. And today, the focus is me, meaning I'm your expert for today. And those of you who have been following the podcast for some time, I just want you to know there's going to be a few changes coming. I'll explain that a little bit later in today's call. Today's call is going to go about 45 minutes. I guess that's one of the changes. In the past, it was 60. It's going to go about 45 minutes today. And as always, I will take a few questions towards the end. So if you're on the webcast, you can submit that questions and comments. On the bottom of the screen is the box. And if you're on the phone, you can raise your hand, *2. I want to make sure I was giving you the right information. And today's topic is trusting something bigger. So trusting something bigger, and not just trusting it, but also following the guidance that you receive from your something bigger. So for those of you who are new to me and this key, I'd like to start by, I guess, explaining what I mean by something bigger. Some of you might call it God. Some of you might call it Jesus. Some of you might call it Buddha or Mother Nature or energy or source or fill in the blank. So whatever you call it is fine. And really what I have found to be ultimately important in my own life and working with my clients is not what you call it, but that you actually do believe in something bigger than you. And why is that important to believe in something bigger than you? Let's just start there, and then I'll get a little bit more into my story. I typically have an outline in front of me, a small, short outline, and today I have nothing. I was really guided to just go off the cuff today, so God only knows what's going to come out of my mouth today. So, yeah, take what you like and leave the rest. It's something that I learned in Al-Anon, and something that, even though I'm no longer in Al-Anon, I continue to apply to my life. And when I'm working with my clients, I like to say, take what you like and leave the rest. And actually, I'm going to even change that a little bit today, because our ego doesn't always like things. Take what you need. Take what resonates with you today and what you feel like you need and leave the rest. Because the truth is, we don't always like what we need. I oftentimes get guidance that I don't like. I get guidance that I don't like for myself. I get guidance that I don't like and need to share and guided to share with other people. So, yeah, I often don't hear things I like from my higher levels is what I call my something bigger right now. But it doesn't mean that I'm not to follow it or that it's not true for me. So things might trigger you today that I say. And when you feel triggered by something, you might want to take a look at it versus shutting it down, because oftentimes that is guidance coming through somebody else. guidance coming through the mouth of your noble adversary, your sweetheart, a friend, your coach, some random stranger on the street. Right? So just wanted to throw that out there. So why is it important for us to trust in something bigger? I guess what I'm going to do in order to explain that is to start a little bit with my story. So I grew up in Catholicism, the Catholic religion, and I, you know, went to church every Sunday. And didn't want to go, but was forced to go, as maybe many of you were. And something about it just didn't sit with me. And, you know, looking back, what I think it was, what I realized is that at least in the church that I went to, and believe me, every church, no matter if it's the same religion or not, can be very different. But my experience growing up was that Catholic religion was very, very much into shame and guilt and wanting to shame you and guilt you and actually put the quote-unquote fear of God in you for not doing whatever it said you were supposed to do, you know, burn in hell, etc. And something about that just didn't sit right with me. So when I turned 18 and was an adult, you know, I said to my mom, I'm not going anymore. I don't fully agree with everything that is being taught. And lo and behold, since I was an adult, she couldn't force me to go. And what was interesting to me is she stopped going as well, even though she made me go every single week. I thought that was interesting that she stopped going when she forced me to go. Anyways, at that point, what happened is I didn't know that there could be a difference between religion and spirituality. I don't even think I had heard of the word spirituality when I was 18. So not knowing that there was a difference, I threw it out. If I wasn't going to be Catholic, then I wasn't going to believe in any God. So that's what I did. I said, forget it. I don't want to be, you know, involved with the Catholic punishing, shaming, guilting God that I grew up with. So I'm going to just throw it all out, and I'm not going to believe in anything. I'm not going to believe in anything. And at this time that I threw it out, or should I say before this time, I had already deeply struggled with anxiety and depression. So from the time I could remember, 5, 6 years old, as far back as I could remember, I had trouble sleeping. I worried all the time. I had a lot of anxiety, and I felt very depressed. I think the anxiety I realized and the worrying and the anxiety when I was as early as 5, I think the depression, I don't think that came till later, till I was 10, 11, or 12, from what I remember, from what I recall. So when we don't feel, when we don't trust in something bigger, I think we experience, those of us who don't fully trust, and we might think we fully trust, but the truth is, if you're worrying, if you have a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you are not fully trusting 100%. Right? Because you wouldn't have those things if you did. Now, where the depression comes in, and I know I'm speaking to a lot of symptoms today. Symptoms such as anxiety, depression, insomnia. I'm going to be speaking to some other ones too. Stomach problems, ulcers. Because I do believe that our body, when symptoms occur in the body, they are speaking to you, trying to tell you where in your life you are out of balance or out of alignment. Hence the 10 keys that I came up with during my healing process, right? Those are, you're out of alignment with one of those. And today we're talking about trusting something bigger and following its guidance. So let's take a minute to talk about the depression piece. So when we are not following our heart, our guidance, our something bigger's guidance, and I know last month we talked about trusting yourself, and really the kind of secret here is our guidance is actually guidance coming from something bigger, because we're all connected to something bigger, whether we believe it or not, and always guided by it, supported and guided. It's just our beliefs and our negative past experiences that have caused the disconnection, the distrust, the disbelief. So depression, when you're not following your guidance, your something bigger's guidance, your heart, etc., whatever you want to call it, your soul, depression will often set in. So for mind-body healing philosophy, mind-body spirit healing philosophy, which is what I teach, depression is anger at self. And we are often angry at ourselves because we are not following our guidance, our something bigger guidance, our heart, our soul, our spirit. Again, whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to get into labels here and, you know, words are words, whatever word resonates with you. So why do we not, I kind of want to move into, and I'm going to go back and forth and weave through things today is what feels like is happening. I'm fully following my guidance today, by the way, by not having an outline. So this is kind of weird for me to not have some sort of an outline, but I'm fully opening to my something bigger guidance today and following that, going with the flow. So why don't we trust something bigger and follow the guidance we receive? I'm going to just briefly go through all the ways. And by the way, you know, these podcast episodes that just have me in them are really giving you a taste of my philosophy, my work, and what I teach. If you want to go deeper with this key or any of the keys and healing your body, healing past trauma, there's many ways I offer that you can do that. You can find out all those ways if you're on the webcast. There's a bunch of links and buttons. There's a free Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Starter Kit. If you have not signed up for that, I recommend that. It is, in a nutshell, the meat of what I teach. And if you want to go deeper after the free gift, you can go to tanyapenny.com. And there's a little button on the top or a little phrase that says support, and it drops down and there's a bunch of different ways listed in case you're feeling called. So what blocks us from trusting and then following our something bigger guidance? So again, in a nutshell, we often don't trust because we had a bad or negative experience growing up with religion. Some of us maybe were brought up in an atheist family, no religion at all. I have many clients that have that. And by the way, I've worked with clients of every religion or not, meaning atheist too. No matter what you believe in, I embrace that and support you in that. So negative experience with religion growing up, maybe being brought up in no religion. Maybe you had a past trauma. And because of that, many of us who've had past trauma, whether it was sexual abuse, physical abuse, maybe your mom or your dad died, or a sibling died, or somebody important and close to you died at a young age, or not at a young age. You know, it can happen at any age. And because it happened, part of you said, screw something bigger, or I don't believe in something bigger because it only does and allows bad things in the world to happen, for bad things to me to happen. You know, when I first got diagnosed with MS in 2004, that was actually my connection, my reconnection with something bigger again, because it pissed me off, number one. You know, one of my thoughts was, yep, I was right. There's definitely not something bigger, or there's definitely this God that I grew up with is definitely punishing me by giving me multiple sclerosis. So why the hell would I want to be connected to that punishing God? That made me get sick. That's honestly what I thought at that time. But as my healing progressed, my journey progressed, I started to look at that and started to reconnect and question my beliefs, spirituality, given the things I was hearing and guided to do for healing. And so I started to put out there to myself, could there be something bigger than me that is not punishing, that is loving, benevolent, that actually doesn't make somebody sick or kill people or cause floods or allow terrorism? Fill in the blank, all the bad shit in the world that's going on right now, right? And many of us think there must not be a God, or how could God allow this, or God is punishing us. Well, that is so far from the truth. That is very, very far from the truth. And mind you, the truth that I believe in right now. So as far as that goes, the truth that I believe in right now, and then we'll get back to the blocks, is that we all have a soul. Most people can't deny that. And before we came into this body on the planet, we chose to have certain experiences. Maybe we have a certain purpose here, and so we chose experiences and then people that are going to help us fulfill those experiences and that purpose, situations, people, and God, or whatever you call it, is not making things happen. Our higher levels, which I call it higher levels, God, angels, my guides, all of it, are here to support me always in the path that I chose. In the path that my soul chose, my higher levels are always supporting me to fulfill that, to walk through that, with as much grace, ease, and speed as possible. So that is what I believe at this moment in time. That could change at any moment. So I guess that's an important thing, too, to put out to you guys, as oftentimes we have a block or a belief that says, because I grew up with this religion or this spiritual philosophy, I can't change it. I have to believe it. Every single thing that's related to it, and that is so beyond true. So can you be Catholic and not believe in everything that the Catholic religion teaches? Yes. Same for LDS. Same for Lutheran. Same for Buddha, Buddhism. Same for anything, you guys. You are a sovereign being. You are a sovereign being. And you can choose what you want to believe. Okay? Okay, so back to blocks and beliefs. So what keeps us, I already went through why we could possibly not trust in something bigger fully, how that affects us, anxiety, depression, insomnia, really any body symptom or illness, multiple sclerosis. The underlying of multiple sclerosis and any autoimmune disorder is attacking yourself. One of the ways we attack ourselves is we don't trust in something bigger, so we think we have to do it alone. We think we have to control everything. All of our actions are run by fear and control. So that's how it relates to MS and autoimmune disorders in a very general fashion. In my programs or one-on-one sessions, we get into that a lot more deeply with your specifics. So I'm giving you some general statements here today, okay? Helping you to connect the dots as to why trusting in something bigger is necessary to heal and stay healthy and also just be happy. So one of the things that blocks our guidance, so let's say we trust in something bigger fully, but we don't always follow the guidance we receive from it. Why does that happen? Why do we get guidance and not follow it? And then also, how do we get our guidance? Those are two important things that we're going to talk about. Let's talk about first why we would block our guidance or not follow it. We trust in something bigger. We're rolling along. We get guidance. Let me use an example. I got guidance. Let me give you a few examples. I got guidance to leave my hospital job. Back in, gosh, probably 2009. And I was married at the time to someone who said, I voiced that I was feeling called to leave the hospital. And he said, you cannot leave the hospital. You cannot leave the hospital. You need to have a job. I don't care. That's making you sick. I don't believe that. He didn't believe it. I knew it. I knew that if I didn't leave the hospital, I could not fully heal. I knew if I didn't follow that guidance, I couldn't fully heal. But I didn't leave right away because my husband at the time forbid it. And he was in control of the finances at the time. And I wasn't working a lot because I still wasn't fully healed. So I was an occupational therapist at the hospital, working very part-time, starting to heal, but not fully there yet. And so I didn't do it. I didn't do it right away. But a year later, July 2010, I woke up one day, and it was so strong, the guidance. The voice in my head, I would call it, because I did start to believe in something bigger, right? It was so strong, and it said, today's the day you put in your resignation. Do not tell your husband until you do it. And so, lo and behold, I did. It was so strong. Even though I had this huge fear, and again, why do we not follow guidance? From our something bigger, from our heart, our soul, because we're often afraid. And there's three big things we're afraid of, and I'll get to those in a few minutes. One of them, of course, is afraid of conflict. I leave my job, my husband gets upset, and he ends up divorcing me. Was the possibility. So I went in. I gave my resignation, and I came home that day, and I was so happy. So you know how you know you're following your guidance? There might still be fear there, but you feel light. You feel free. You feel happy. Light, free, and happy despite fear. Because I was still afraid of what my husband was going to say. And I was afraid of what the, you know, because I was guided to start my own business. So I was like beyond scared and excited to start my own business. But I knew I had been called to do that and that actually I had to do it in order to fully heal. Long story short, came home. My husband said, "Why are you smiling? Why do you seem so happy? What, did you quit your job?" And I said, "Yeah, I did." And it did not go well. And yes, we did end up getting divorced within a few months. And yes, I obviously started my own business, or I wouldn't be here today teaching this. So following your something bigger guidance isn't always easy. It doesn't always please other people. So you might feel light, free, and happy, and your spouse or your friends or your kids or your parents may not like it. But that's actually not your problem. You're actually not here to please other people. So letting go of people-pleasing, and that doesn't mean being mean to people, not caring about people. It just means putting you first and following your something bigger guidance. Because if you don't, you're going to get sick. It might be anxiety, it might be depression, it might be MS, it might be ulcers, it might be stomach or colon issues, right? A lot of fear, worry, anxiety, colon issues, stomach issues, especially women, we hold it right there in our digestive elimination tract, okay? Another big block to following guidance is fear of failing. I call this perfection. It falls under the perfection. Not good enough, fear of making mistakes, fear of failing. You better believe me quitting the hospital and starting my own business. Afraid. But I still did it. So just because you have fear doesn't mean you're not meant to walk through it and follow it. Fear is often there letting you know you're on the right track. You're actually on the right track. So it's moving through the fear and following it. And the third block is what I call super syndrome, superhuman syndrome. You're too busy to follow your guidance. And actually, you're afraid to follow it, so you make yourself too busy. So it's really hard to hear and then follow your guidance, something bigger guidance, if you are constantly doing something, if you are constantly busy. It might be at work, it might be at home, it might be managing other people and trying to fix their problems. It's really difficult to get your guidance and follow it if you are tied up in doing, 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 going, going, going. So a lot of people, you know, this culture feeds the more you do, the more you're worth. And, you know, also a lot of people learned growing up, I know I did, right? If you're constantly doing, then you're going to be worth more. And on the flip side, then you don't have to feel. You don't have to feel and you don't have to hear your guidance. Because if you're afraid to follow your guidance, you're definitely going to try to do things to block even receiving it. You're not even going to take the time to receive it. So a lot of you that are in that superhuman pattern of going, 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 doing, 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 you're actually doing that subconsciously, unconsciously, so you don't have to hear and follow your guidance because you're afraid of receiving it and then following it. So, sometimes our guidance asks us to say things, whether it's asking, you know, whether it's saying I want to resign from my job, whether the guidance is, I really need to speak up to my partner and ask for these things that, you know, tell the person what I want, need, or what I don't want or don't like. So if you've got any throat stuff going on, again, I'm going to weave it back to your symptoms. If you've got thyroid issues or any other throat issues, throat cancer, thyroid cancer, just thyroid issues, you get strep throat a lot, those are all fifth chakra issues, symptoms, that are letting you know you're to speak. There's something that needs to be spoken so that you can follow your guidance. For some of you, it has to do with your purpose. You're actually supposed to get out there and start speaking as part of your purpose. Teaching, speaking. Some of you, it's just speaking up and setting boundaries with your loved ones and or strangers. And then for some of you, if you have throat issues, you're actually trying to control other people, places, and things when it's not your business. It's actually, you know, everybody has something bigger. You're not actually here to make other people do things or control them or fix their problems. So you're speaking out of turn. You're speaking out of guidance, I guess is another way to say that. Right? So some of you, it's both. Some of you, it's both. If you are experiencing second chakra, male, female, genital, sexual, fibroids, fill in the blank, in the second chakra area, which is around your growing genital area, that has to do with creativity, sexuality. So if you're out of balance, if you're not following your guidance, your something bigger guidance on your life's purpose or on creating something in your life, typically it has to do with work, quote unquote work, you might have issues in that, symptoms in that area. So prostate cancer, ovarian stuff, uterus stuff, fibroids, cysts, etc. You're not fully following your guidance and expressing your creativity, your purpose. And sexuality, actually, pleasure and sexuality is actually a part of that. So it's not dirty. There's a lot of beliefs around sexuality, dirty, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm not going to get into that today, but that's another issue. You know, we were born with these parts. We're supposed to use them. Let me just put it that way. Yeah. And I had a lot of sexual guilt given Catholicism. So I'm just feeling guided to hit certain symptoms that are a result of you not fully trusting and following your guidance. And again, I go much deeper into, I'm just touching the surface today, you guys. And there's many ways that you can, you know, I do classes on certain symptoms. You can go to support on my website, tonyapenny.com, drop down, and there's all programs. And there's a whole list of symptoms where I do classes and have guided meditations and touch on those. And there's something else I meant to share with you. Oh, next month? We are, I'm doing digestion, stomach digestion elimination issues. So we'll be covering that next month. And my healing workshops, which I might start calling Symptoms Speak. Stay tuned. All right. So let me just check the time here. I want to give you just a couple of things. You know, one of the reasons I do these free podcasts and things like that is really to give you a taste and to get you started, in this case, on the trusting something bigger, so you can heal your body, past trauma, et cetera. And then give you some things to get started with. And then if you want to go deeper, you can choose to do that in all the ways I offer. So how do we How do we begin to clear the blocks? Let's go there first. So once we know our blocks and our fears, awareness is key. But from my own experience in working with thousands of people, we need tools to shift those beliefs and fears. And the good news is it doesn't have to be completely shifted in order for you to make changes. It's an ongoing process. So one of the main tools that I teach to shift those blocks and fears is called the guided therapeutic meditation practice. And there's many things that these practices do, but one of them is to acknowledge a certain belief or fear and then start to plant the seed for the opposite truth. So if you are not already part of my free community, definitely sign up for the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Starter Kit. You can do that by going to many different places. You know, if you're listening on iTunes, Podbean, you can just go to tanyapenny.com. And it's right at the top of the page, Vibrant Body Blueprint, Starter Kit, and sign up. But I give you a sample guided practice. And I'm actually, one of the new things is I'm going to start to switch those out every month. So you get to listen, not download it, but you get to listen. And each practice has specific beliefs related to the key of the month. So this month I'm going to be sharing with you a sample guided practice for trusting something bigger that will help you to clear out some of the beliefs and blocks we just talked about to help you shift those. Okay. A lot of people email me and say, well, can I get a download? You get downloadable guided practices on whatever key that you choose in programs that you sign up for. Paid programs, you get downloads. So depending on the key that you're interested in or the symptom and illness that you have, there's different practices for those. And again, you can go to tanyapenny.com, click on support, drop down, and choose. But using a guided therapeutic meditation practice, which I still do twice a day, midday and when I go to sleep at night, helps to reprogram and release and shift those thoughts, those beliefs, those blocks, those fears that we've been talking about today. So that's one of the main things. So if you sign up for my free gift, you can go listen to the sample guided practice for trusting something bigger and clearing that stuff, or sign up for one of the programs. Trust yourself, trust something bigger key, self-love and trust, or Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Mastery, the year-long program that covers all 10 keys. One of the other things I suggest my clients do to help them trust something bigger after clearing, you know, starting to clear out the blocks, the beliefs, and fears, is on a daily basis, write a request. Some of you call it a prayer, whatever you want to call it. I actually write a request every day. Every morning, I start with that when I journal to my something bigger. So mine says, and I'm looking at my journal right now, and it changes a little bit every day, but I say, higher levels, please guide me. Please show me how loved and supported I am today. And please assist me to clear any blocks, known or unknown to me, any blocks to receiving all that you have for me, all the abundance, the support that you have for me, with as much ease, grace, and speed as I can handle. So that's a little prayer or request. I do that every single morning. I also journal questions that I have. I'll say, higher levels, please show me loud and clear. You know, do I do this or do I do that? Or I'm struggling with this, or what do I do with this thing in my life, this problem or this situation? Or please give me courage. Whatever it is, you guys, and whatever you call your something bigger, actually write every day the support that you want and need, and then anything Ask for assistance to clear any blocks you have to receiving it. Highly recommended. Here's another simple tip tool. You can do that again at bedtime when you go to sleep as well. Before you go to bed, you know, I'll often say and or write, higher levels, please help me release all that is meant to be released while I sleep. Please give me guidance in my dreams or have me wake with some guidance that I need on the specific issue. So each morning and each evening I start, or at bedtime, each morning and then at bedtime, I do that. To build trust and connection and receive guidance from my something bigger, as well as clearing out the blocks and beliefs. So those are just a few simple things that you can get started with. The guided therapeutic meditation practice to clear out, and then just really simple journaling and asking, praying in the morning and again at bedtime. You can add it in during the middle of the day if you want. I do a guided meditation, therapeutic meditation practice middle of the day, which helps me to do that as well, helps me to connect, trust, and get guidance and clear out blocks and beliefs. So, you know, whether you're at work, taking a lunch break, you can do that. Go to your car, go outside, and lay down, sit, and listen, eyes closed, to the guided practice. Or do it as a meditative walk as well. So I'm feeling like that's complete for today. Again, if you would like more support with trusting something bigger, definitely sign up for, if you haven't yet, the free Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Starter Kit. Go to TanyaPenny.com to do that. Or if you're on the webcast right now, you can do that at the button at the top. And if you want more support from me, which most of us need, especially right now, we are going through, I didn't bring it up at the beginning, but I feel guided to do it now. We're going through some very big shifts on the planet right now, personally and planetary. Trump is stirring stuff up because he's meant to. And it's really an opportunity for us to look at what is not working in our lives personally, because change happens personally first. So what in your life is not working? What guidance are you not following? And your higher levels are really wanting you to see that and change that. And it's not very easy. Right now, it feels very challenging. I've had a lot of intense emotions. I'm having a lot of old stuff coming up to be cleared and released and healed on a deeper layer. Past abuse stuff, past life stuff, DNA, things that are passed down from my ancestors, from my mom and dad, and you know, from their ancestors. So we're clearing stuff in a big way for everybody right now, and it starts with us. So, I haven't for a long time, but I'm offering single one-on-one sessions again because I'm feeling called to do that. If you're not ready for a program, but you want a single one-on-one session, you can sign up for one of those. There's audio programs available if that's where you want to start. There's virtual programs. If you're in Boise, Idaho, I just moved back here, and I am going to be having a live workshop starting in September through November that you can sign up for. And I also have some retreats coming up. I have a Mount Shasta retreat in Northern California at the end of September that I still have space for. It's a powerful place. Mount Shasta is powerful, spiritual. It will amplify your healing. And we are going to be doing a bunch of healing for not only ourselves, but the planet at Mount Shasta. And I have a retreat in Maui as well in February. But if you sign up for any of the retreats, you get the Connecting with the Divine You audio program to get started on today. So just know that there's a lot of ways that I can support you if you want more support, and we all need support right now. I just got back from my second book tour last week and was feeling, oh, man, so much stuff, a lot of depression, anxiety, fear. And I asked my coach mentor for an extra session last Friday because I was just in struggle. And so that's another superhuman thing to get over, is that I should be able to do it alone. We're not meant to do it alone. You're something bigger. Higher levels are meant to help you, as well as what I call earth angels. People like me, a coach, counselor, my friends that are very supportive. So, yeah, you guys, reach out for support right now, whether it's me or somebody else, if you're really feeling like you're struggling, okay? Let go of your superhuman, I should do it alone, figure this out by myself, and get some support. All right, and feel free to share this with anybody you know that could use this message today. Feel free to forward it. And, you know, my goal is just to support as many people as possible to heal themselves in order to heal the planet. And just, again, sending you so much love and grace and helping you, just hoping, sending healing to you. Everyone who's listening live or to the replay of this, just know you're not alone and that we are all together here, and you have support, okay? So have a beautiful rest of your day and week, and thank you for joining me for the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life podcast. And we're going to be having two experts coming up next week. My master coach and mentor, William Linville, who has been a tremendous gift and blessing in my life and amazing support for me, as well as Carrie Hummingbird, who I met several months ago, who is just such a light on the planet right now. We're going to have some amazing conversations next week. So if you can, join us live, or at least come back and listen to the replay. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.